Welcome to the godshow.us daily. All right. I have the script. I have the microphone. Okay, I just read the question, and I need a moment. Because this one implies things about my personal life that I am not. Look, they do not pay me enough for this. They do not pay me enough for any of this. But what they do, pay me to announce CCs. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. Answering it from scratch. That is the show. That has always been the show.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets run through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and build your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, when is it right to stop giving directions to someone who clearly isn't going where they told you? People have been asking this forever. It used to wear the costume of loyalty. How long do you follow a king who has clearly lost the war? Strip the crowns off and you get the same friction. Your information versus their actual movement. Your role versus their freedom. When is it right to stop giving directions to someone who clearly isn't going where they told you? Taoism goes first for me because it doesn't even dignify the dilemma. It just says, put your hand down. The directions that can be given are not the directions. The most useful thing anyone has ever said about loyalty, or the perfect excuse to abandon your friend at a highway interchange, depending on what you need it to be. The image they use is a bellows that keeps pumping, filling nothing, just exhausting itself. And if you've ever stood in a hardware store aisle holding the wrong size of something, running back to text someone who already bought a different item entirely, you know the exact shape of this. You are the bellows.
Taoism is doing what it always does. It makes non-action feel transcendent instead of just convenient. Because Christianity is on the complete opposite end of this question. The shepherd doesn't wait at the gate. He goes into the dark and comes back smelling like mud. Comfort says, let them go. The cross says, follow them in. That is not release. That is relentless pursuit. These two traditions are pulling in opposite directions, and the gap between them is exactly where the question hurts.
And Judaism won't pick a side. It reframes the whole question. It says, the moment you notice the gap between their words and their feet, you're not asking when to stop. You're asking what you're actually watching. There's this image of Rabbi Akiva giving directions to a man walking steadily toward Babylon instead of Jerusalem. And Akiva keeps talking. Not because he thinks the man is going to Jerusalem, but because the directions were never for the destination named. They were for the person still deciding. That's a completely different job description than navigator.
Stoicism would find that extremely exhausting. It says, you set bread on a table. That's it. They eat it or they walk past it, and you don't get to follow them into every room demanding they be hungry. Your continued directions aren't care. They're appetite. Yours. Dressed up as concern. Existentialism uses almost the same scalpel. Every repeated direction is you refusing to let their choice be theirs, which is genuinely uncomfortable if you've ever been the person who keeps texting updated routes to someone who stopped responding 40 minutes ago.
Absurdism is where this gets strange. It agrees the map is tissue, always was tissue, and still says you hand it over. Not because it'll work, but because the handing over is the only thing that was ever real between you. That sounds like a beautiful sentiment until you realize it's also an argument for never stopping, ever, under any circumstances, which cynicism would call performing. Diogenes is basically standing there saying, a dog doesn't chase a cart, it knows won't stop, and your continued directions are a monument to your need to be seen as helpful. The Peanuts episode I keep thinking about, Charlie Brown, Lucy, the football she yanks away every single time he runs at it, is actually in the Oracle today. And the Oracle nails it. You were never holding a map. You were holding a mirror. What no tradition settled, and I mean none of them, is whether the person you're guiding knows they've changed direction. Whether this is a secret they're keeping from you or from themselves. That gap is where the whole question lives. Bring yours tomorrow.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs entirely on the support of people who think questions like tonight are worth an honest 5 minutes. If that is you, subscribe, share it, or just show up tomorrow. And look, I want it on the record that I flagged this question at pre-production. I said, this one has teeth. They said, announce it anyway, I said. I am a professional. And I am. But somewhere between Taoism, putting its hand down, and absurdism handing over the tissue map anyway, I clocked the fact that I've been giving this show directions for months, and I have no idea where it is going. I have made my peace with that. The bellows pumps, the kettle boils, the mirror drives. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.